This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on my show. I just wish that he wouldn't wait it so long. We're talking Strikeforce Technologies. They were on the show back in February 13th, and what they are, they're a technology company that provides a suite of online products that help prevent cyber theft, data breaches, by protecting customers, employees, partners in real time at every vulnerable point. One of their main products is the Guardian ID version and also the flagship product. You can find them on the OTCQB. That's right, the OTCQB. They uplist it. We're going to talk about that. And their ticker symbol is SFOR. With us today is the CEO of that company, Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's good to be here.
You know, please update my listeners a little bit about Strikeforce, the new things that are going on, and the products that you support, and some of the things that, you know, we haven't talked about in about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that long. Everything goes so fast. I guess it was. Well, again, Strikeforce is a cybersecurity company. We build products. We build security products that prevent identity theft and give you cybersecurity as well. We build the Protect ID, which is an out-of-band authentication. That means when you get a phone call and you check it up, it's usually our product, and you put in your password, username, or something that's necessary to enter on the phone as the secondary channel. We then have Guarded ID, which is our keystroke encryption product that's really the only one of its kind in the network that's also used on the phones. The product that's used on the phones is called Mobile Trust. So on your iOS phones and your Android phones, you use Mobile Trust to protect yourself. And why you protect yourself is it's sort of built into, we give you your own keyboard that's specific to the application that does not go through the operating system, so it can't be stolen or seen by any typical hacks that are in the phones themselves. And that application, we see it being a huge opportunity going forward. And definitely, some of the new things going on in that area is we are definitely about to close some, again, major new deals. I can't give the names because we are a public company.
Right.
And the monies aren't in. Contracts are signed. It's just a matter of getting through all the testing. We are expecting these deals to be closed in September or October the latest, but they're getting very, very close. And I know last time I said they're getting close. And they're going to be some deals that are in a couple of $1 million deals. So we're hoping for those.
Let's change gears here for a second. Recently, you guys uplisted on the OTCQB. Why now, and what's that going to do for the company?
Well, obviously, to be on the OTCQB, you have to be a penny stock, and you have to remain a penny stock.
Right.
We've been a penny stock for quite a long time, and we're remaining like over $1.70 or $1.80 or $1.90. I don't even look right now. So we're doing very strong in that respect. But that's before we get these major deals. Like I said, in September or October, we're expecting some deals. We may not get them, but we are expecting them, and that's going to really give us a major, major lift. We also got the lawsuit that won't hit until October or November, depending when the courts decide to address it. But again, that we're hoping there for a major lawsuit as well. And obviously, all the things that have gone on over this year show us that chances are we will win the appeal, but we may not. So we can't say anything specific there either.
Mark, let's talk about the lawsuit. If you would, maybe just bring my new listeners up to speed what the lawsuit's all about.
Sure. Many years ago, we, in the Protect ID out-of-band authentication product, we sued PhoneFactor, who got bought up by Microsoft and ended up therefore suing Microsoft. Right? We got money from that deal and did very, very well in that market. We then went ahead and sued the next group of patents and companies which include, as we've publicly noted, a Duo and others that they work with. And Duo just got bought up by Cisco. And Cisco is definitely a money-type company that paid, I think it was like $3.2 billion in cash or something like that to Duo. So they definitely have the money, and we definitely are very excited about the opportunity. And that's one of six companies that we are suing at this time. So we do expect, if we win, we do expect absolutely a decent winning.
My guest today is Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR, blockchain company. He started a blockchain company. I don't know what that means exactly, but if you would maybe bring us up to speed on the purpose of why you're doing it and what's that going to do for Strikeforce Technology itself.
Yeah, we were thinking about the blockchain world. Now, the blockchain, again, is a whole different concept, and it would take a lot longer than this phone call would ever allow me to explain it. But the blockchain is sort of a new way of processing that many companies are starting to use now. Why? Because it avoids the banks. It avoids the Fed. There is no middleman.
Right.
Once you put a transaction on the blockchain, it's done. Immediately thereafter, it's immediate. It works very, very well and very efficiently. And to be on the blockchain, you really have to understand the concept and how it works. And again, once you put a transaction on the blockchain, it's immediately done. And there's no multi-currency. There is value, but again, it's the value of the crypto, not of the blockchain itself. So we think over time it still will become a big hit. It was a huge process in 2017, 2018. It got hit hard, but we think it will be back and will be used. And all the major banks are starting to access it as well.
Are you going to be able to monetize this?
We're hoping, that's for sure. That's the only reason we would be doing it, right? And we're talking about BlockSafe Technologies, Inc. is our company, and its tokens is BSAFE, B-S-A-F-E. We have 120 million tokens that we have associated to that. They're not all available, but the majority of them are out there, and we'll be selling through investment means right now. We will be doing a pre-STO in September. We are going to be an STO. That means we're going to be a security token. That means legally we can sell it in the U.S. You can legally buy it in the U.S. You need to be an accredited investor, but that is all that's required. And we're going to be selling them for a decent value. It will sort of be heavily discounted at about 25 cents a token, which is a nice price to be selling. And we believe that will be the token that we will be selling for the pre-STO once it's available. Right now, we've been doing contracts for the seed, which we've been gaining a lot of money as well. We've gotten over $700,000 in that respect. So we see the blockchain technologies definitely becoming a huge investment going forward. Strikeforce owns 49% of it, so it's definitely a major player. And the management team of BlockSafe Technologies comes from Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. So there's a close-knit tie there that keeps it going and keeps it very strong. And the main products it's selling are our cybersecurity products. It's the only cybersecurity company in the blockchain world that sells products such as, you know, Crypto Defender, Exchange Defender, and Blockchain Defender before anything gets on the blockchain. Once it's on the blockchain, it's done. You can't touch it. You can't fiddle with it. It's finished. It's very secure. But until it gets on the blockchain, that last tie-in from the exchange to the blockchain is when it gets hacked and stolen. And it's huge. The numbers, it's in the millions and getting into the trillions of dollars being hacked.
Wow.
In the blockchain world, and there are no solutions. So we see our product, you know, especially Crypto Defender, being heavily bought by people who are using exchanges, and you have to be an exchange, use it through an exchange. They have to sell it, and it's only $9.99 a month for anyone to use it, and it prevents you from having hacks going into the exchange and blockchain itself. So we see it being a huge, huge product going forward, and definitely selling huge amounts. And we're discussing it almost all the time lately.
We got about 45 seconds left for the show, and I wanted to get in a couple questions before I let you go. Last time you were on my show, we talked about the guarded ID version 4. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah, that's a great product. It's been out there. We've been pushing out there to all of our clients. Intersections, which we have discussed, is one of our clients as well, and then just putting it out there now. We're seeing a lot of people buying it and getting into it, a lot of value going up in that product capability. It works on Macs, it works on the operating systems for IBM, and it's working very, very efficiently. Thank you.
And what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Definitely that Strikeforce is growing in terms of its capabilities. It's growing in terms of now being a blockchain company or owning a blockchain company as well. We're definitely, you know, enhancing all of our products, and we see major, major deals really starting to, about to get done as we're being told.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It is always a great pleasure to have you on my show. For my listeners, take a look at Strikeforce Technologies. As some of these things that Mark has been talking about here in the interview comes to fruition, the stock is definitely undervalued. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, thank you for your time. Please come back sooner. Love to have you on the show.
Thanks, Everett, and I appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.